This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. If you were black and active in the civil rights movement during the 1960s, images of Emmett Till's body would be in your mind to haunt and to inspire. The Justice Department has opened an investigation into the Emmett Till case and may find enough evidence for a new trial. Emmett Till was a black youth killed in Money, Mississippi in the summer of 1955. Two local men were acquitted by an all-white jury. NPR's Noah Adams has the story of Jet magazine and its pictures of Emmett Till's body as he lay in an open casket. A word of caution, you will hear descriptions that are graphic and unsettling.
The phrase civil rights has no meaning when you think of how Emmett Till was murdered, mutilated by more than one man, by more than one weapon, shot and hacked and thrown in the river to bloat and decompose. If someone could do this to a youngster visiting from Chicago, what else could they do? Emmett Till, 14 years old, was laughing when his mother put him on the train to Mississippi to visit his great uncle and pick some cotton. 2 weeks later, the train back to Chicago brought a casket with a body that was scarcely recognizable. But a civil rights movement was indeed forming. And in the years to come, it would be led in part by those who saw the pictures in Jet in 1955. Margaret Block is a longtime activist in Cleveland, Mississippi.
I remember when just not being able to sleep when I saw that picture in that Jet magazine. Can you imagine being 11 years old and seeing something like that for the first time in your life and it's close to home? The death of Emmett Till touched us. It touched everybody. And we always said that if we ever got a chance to do something, we were going to change things around here.
There had been newspaper stories about Emmett Till's body being found in the Tallahatchie, but then the shocking photographs. Sammy Johnson teaches magazine writing and history at Trinity University, San Antonio.
I think, I really do not think that any other magazine would have published that photo had Jet not done it first. Even if you look at the images of war, from World War II and the Korean War in magazines like Life and Look and Time. Those images of war were rather peaceful, if you will, you know, the dead body. We didn't see mutilation. We didn't see the grotesque battering that occurred with this particular image.
People in the black community have said for years, there's a motto, if it wasn't in Jet, it didn't happen.
Lerone Bennett Jr. of Ebony Magazine, the monthly sister publication to Jet. He was an associate editor with Jet in 1955 and says it was Mr. Johnson's call to publish the pictures, John H. Johnson, the founder of Jet. Lerone Bennett had been hesitant.
To tell you the truth and to be honest, I had reservations about it. Some people on the staff felt that we just couldn't publish that. It just couldn't be shown to the public. And he said he felt some concern, but he decided finally that the world should see this, and he decided to publish the photograph.
Do you recall the issue itself? There's no mention of Emmett Till and the photographs on the cover.
September the 15th, 1955. People in our field say, you know, you must put a story on the cover to have it noticed. But as soon as it hit the streets, people started lining up at newsstands. Word spread from Chicago to Atlanta. So it was not on the cover, but it was instantly known.
Without the courage of Mrs. Mamie Till Mobley, there would have been no photographs to publish. The casket arrived with the lid screwed down, a state of Mississippi seal and a padlock. Mrs. Mobley went to Rainer's funeral home. She wanted the casket box opened. She wanted to see her son.
There was every deterrent they could think of restricting entry into the box. I said, Mr. Rainer, I haven't signed anything. And I'm going in that box if I had to do it myself.
Mamie Till Mobley, who has now passed away, was interviewed by filmmaker Keith Beauchamp for a forthcoming documentary. She recalled her examination of the body, a measured, factual, horrific description.
When I got to about the chin, I saw his tongue had been choked out and it was lying down on his chin. I saw that this eye was out and it was lying about midway the cheek. I looked at this eye and it was gone. I looked at the bridge of his nose and it looked like someone had taken a meat chopper and chopped it. And I looked at his teeth because I took so much pride in his teeth. His teeth were the prettiest things I'd ever seen. And I only saw two. Well, where are the rest of them? They'd just been knocked out. I also discovered that they had taken an axe and they had gone straight down across his head, and the face and the back of the head were separate.
50,000 people went to the church to view Emmett's body. And because his mother wanted the world to see what had happened to her son, the pictures went out in Jet magazine. The Jet, people called it, a small magazine, 15 cents a week, sports news and society gossip, models in bathing suits, and news of the civil rights struggle in the U.S. and abroad. The Emmett Till pictures reached Charlie Cobb on the street outside a Variety store in Southampton, Massachusetts. He was 12 years old. One of his friends had a copy of Jet and called him over and said, "Hey, look at this."
I remember a friend of mine felt that really that we needed, needed to organize an army to go to Mississippi.
An army?
Because Mississippi was a kind of a vague part of our family's conversation as kind of like the most dangerous place for black people in the world. That's how it existed. But we had no concrete fix on what that meant until the Emmett Till photograph. And we didn't have a sense at that age, really, of making political change. And we didn't have a sense of civil rights movement. So our reaction, I remember this discussion, this kind of place, the only solution is you had to have some kind of army to go to Mississippi and do something.
Charlie Cobb of Washington, D.C., a journalist and author. He first went to Mississippi in 1962. It was his proposal, written in the winter of 1963, that resulted in the Freedom Schools, the voter registration effort in the state in the summer of 1964. Noah Adams, NPR News.
A preview of the forthcoming documentary on Emmett Till's murder is at npr.org. It's 11 minutes before the hour.